sefer called Mekadshei Hashem. It's actually his introduction to a sefer of Tshuvot that he wrote. And I looked up, when I was looking up who the rabbi was, on a website that discusses Kfarim, because he's actually, he made it to America. He's somebody who survived and became a rabbi in America. So his name was Zvi Hirsch Meisels. And he was the chief rabbi of Weizen in 1930, and led the Jewish community of Nimar Galitzia. And then he had hundreds of students, and then in 1944, they were all deported to Auschwitz. So, and after his liberation, he was appointed chief rabbi of the Bergen-Belsen German-British section of the Dipit camp, and he eventually moved to America. His brother-in-law was the Bab Varevi, Rav Shlomo Halberstam. But he has a sefer of tshuvas that he paskin for people.
He lives in Chicago.
In Chicago.
And his relatives are Safa Rebbe.
Safa Rebbe.
Some of Safa Rebbe's children's last name are Meisels. He's from that.
He's buried in the Safa.
There was a rogue dope bear Meisels we saw.
Yeah.
In
the probably. Could be related. I don't know.
The brother-in-law of the Ramo is Meisels. From
he's buried in Monmouth, New Jersey.
The one of the my year is the Gush guy, Meisel. He's in New Rochelle.
No,
I read Meisel.
Okay.
So I believe it's a relative.
So it says he's buried in the Sommer section in a cemetery in New Jersey. So it could be, again, like you said, that he has Sommer blood there.
Some of his children married, if you look at the Sommer rub of Borough Park, wherever it is, he's part of the Sommer.
In his Hakdama here, he discusses
that would be Hungarian, right?
One of the terrible situations of the terrible questions he was asked. He said they gathered up all the kids of the town, and the Nazis put up a post and another post to make it like a T or an upside down L, and they made all the kids walk under it, and whoever hit their head on it lived. Now that was because they had too many kids, so they had to get rid of some. So the ones that they arbitrarily decided that the ones who were strong enough to work were the ones who were old enough and big enough to hit their head on this post. So, of course, all the kids, would try to walk on their tippy toes. So anybody who did that got a whack. And eventually they gathered up 1,400 kids that didn't make it. And they put them in this specific spot, and then they had it guarded by the kapos, the Jews. And so everybody's trying to convince the kapos to let their kid go. And the kapos, he says, it's terrible, the kapos in general, but he says in this one they may have been right, because if indeed there would have been 1,399, they would have taken one of their kapos and finished. Okay. Anyway, eventually there's Nazi guards there, and the Nazi guards agreed that people could come bribe them, and they could take their money, but they're going to keep the quota of 1,400. So in other words, I'll free your kid, and I will then go grab any other random kid from the ghetto and throw him into this mix, and he'll go die instead. So the question that people came to ask Rav Meisels was, I have enough money. Can I go pay to rescue my kid if that means that the Nazi instead is going to take somebody else's kid? And specifically, he says, Nigashi la Yehudi shayaner nire Yehudi pashud me Oiberland mitmimut hadvarim shelo shamar li kadvarim ha'ele Rebbe haben yachid sheli. I have one son, and he is one of those who is nidonim l'sreifa. He is designated to be taken out and killed. Can I go and redeem him if that means that some other kid instead is going to die now? And he's discussing how tough this is, and finally he says to him, he says, I can't answer this question. And he says, the guy begged him, Bechiya Rabbi, Tzir Bimimod, Rebbe, answer the question. You have to paskin the Shaila. You're going to tell me, yes, I can go redeem him, or no, I can't. V'ani mechane no mocha gamal divirav, and I'm begging him, no, don't make me answer this Shaila. What a tough situation to put me in to paskin whether you can make your kid live and somebody else's kid die. And he's still begging me, Vadayin omen, he has Yiddish phrases that he tells him, so my Yiddish isn't that great. But he says, Rebbe, heis das ez eher kent mir nisht, matir zayin ois, you have to tell me, is his mutter or not, right? And he has a whole long answer, I can't paskin the shayla. V'lo ho'ilu kol diburai love. None of it worked. Sha'al yashir elayach right on the davar. Please don't put that responsibility on me. כי כאילו לא שמעתי ממנו לשאלה. It's like I did make it like I didn't hear the question. I will build עוד פעם דיבורים הנ"ל בתמימו לבבו. He wasn't trying to be difficult. He was trying to genuinely ask me. V'chi Rabbi, he was crying. Shenikra Aleiv. You'd be crying. Corn into 12 parts his heart. And kacha kiyem divarav v'lo padad b'no. And he wasn't, and he saw that from my hesitation to answer the question, he saw that I wasn't okay with being matered for him. So he decided that if I'm not going to give him the psak, it's not only I wouldn't answer, but because I wouldn't answer, he saw I wasn't okay with it, so he decided that it wasn't the right thing to do based on my answering. And even that, he says, I begged him, no, don't even make it like I never asked the question. Don't even take my refusal to answer the question as anything. Make it like you never answered it. But he said, no, you won't answer the question, you won't matir. Clearly you feel something is wrong. You're the Rebbe here, you're the Posek here. He says, Vaya kol hayom, that day, Yom of the Rosh Hashanah, which was Rosh Hashanah, holech umedaber latzmo. This guy left the conversation with him and he was talking to himself. Bisimcha. And he was happy. Why? Shezocha la'akriv b'no yechido la'Hashem. Because he was zocha to sacrifice his only son to Hashem. Ki av sheyesh b'yicholet b'yado liftoto al chozeh, he says the fact that he didn't have the ability to redeem him is because he saw that the Torah wasn't matir him to redeem him, and he hoped. So let it be as important to Hashem and as honorable to Hashem as Avram trying to offer his own son as a sacrifice. Let this be. Look at the Tmimus. This wasn't a learned man. This was a simple, pure man with a real issue. I have no doubt that this man's sacrifice, he had money to save his son and didn't, must have made loud noise in Shamayim. He must have gathered everybody. He must have praised him. Look at this creation of mine. Look what he did. I beautify myself through Am Yisrael. So this is all the introduction of Ramizel's to his sefer. One of many halachos tshuvos that tear apart your heart. And us learning about the shaylas and learning their Torah. Maybe a schuss from their neshamot to have an aliyah.